Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's jump right in here, family. Yes, November is Diabetic Awareness Month, and that's why I chose this topic, because you're going to hear it all the month of November. But unfortunately, Diabetes Month is in the same month as Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, you know, you come together with your family, and you're going to eat all those favorite foods that you come up on. And all those things are not always good for us. You know, they say that certain things run in people's families, high blood pressure, diabetes. That's because we're all eating the exact same thing. If you make better choices, you'll have a better outcome. So that's why we're doing this report here. So we're saying you can't have those things that you want, but just have them in moderation. And I always say that you mess it up with food and you can fix it with food. We just have to make better choices. So the early signs of diabetes, we're talking about diabetes today, the early signs of diabetes is that you can be hungry all the time, or you can be fatigued, or you find yourself going to the bathroom more often than you did before. You got to pay attention to all the little signs. Your body's talking to you always. So pay attention to these little signs. Are you going to the bathroom more? Are you thirstier more than you were before? Thirst is another one. You can become very, very thirsty. Or you can have dry mouth all the time. Or your skin can become very, very itchy. Or pay attention to your eyes. I know with people aging, you start to lose some of your sight. As we age, we have to, you know, 40 years old, I think that's the age everybody start getting glasses. But pay attention to your vision. Your eyes can tell you so much about your body. But we have to listen to our bodies at every stage of our lives. So blurred vision is another early sign of diabetes. Yeast infection is another one, both in men and women with diabetes. Yeast feeds on your glucose. And infections can grow in any warm, moist fold of your skin, including between your fingers, your toes, under your breast, or around your sex organs. Wherever there's moisture, you can get a yeast infection. So pay attention if you're picking up, you know, you get the little rash here or a little yeast there. Pay attention to all of that. When you're taking a bath, dry yourself thoroughly when you get out of the shower or the tub. The other one is slow healing, sores or cuts. If you cut yourself and it's taken a longer time to heal, that is another early sign of diabetes. Please pay attention to that. Over time, high blood pressure, sugar can affect your blood flow and cause nerve damage that makes it harder for your body to heal. So any little cuts that you get, you know, you will be able to heal like in 2 to 3 days. Pay attention to that cut. Pay attention to how long it's taken for that to heal. The next one is pain or numbness in your feet or in your legs. That's why they say it's not good to sit. Sitting is the new smoking. You got to get up and you got to walk around. So pay attention if you have any pain or numbness in your feet and legs. This is another sign of result of nerve damage. The next one we have is unplanned weight loss. And I know everybody wants to lose weight, but if you didn't plan to lose weight and the weight is just falling off, that's something to be alarmed about. If your body can't get the energy from the start burning muscle and fat for energy, so you may lose weight without even changing your diet. So pay attention to your weight loss as well. Some people, it could come off really fast. Hypoglycemia, it could come off really, really fast, and it could be a little scary, but pay attention to all of that. Also, impotency or erectile dysfunction is another early sign of diabetes. Men, nothing to be ashamed of. You are not alone. talk to your doctor about this. It's something that you can do. You can change your diet. It's not the end of the world. You will be able to perform again, but listen to your body. Early detection is best. So those are some very, very early signs of diabetes. So always, always, always listen to your body. Now, this information here, I just got off of CDC, Center of Disease Control website just yesterday. Today, November the 3rd, 2021, there are 387 million people worldwide with diabetes. Did you hear what I said, family? 387 million worldwide people with diabetes. That is a problem. That is a problem. And they're saying by the year of 2035, more than a half a billion people will have diabetes. That is a problem. This is why I do this platform, to make you aware of what's out there, what's going on, what we're eating, what to look out for. This is why I do this platform. From my heart, I truly care about what happens to our people. We don't have to be as sick as we are. Yesterday, the second, helped my sister move into her new apartment. This is next one to me. Like I said, it's 15 of us. I'm the youngest girl, so she's the next girl to me. And Gail is 60, how old is she? 67. So she moved into a new apartment yesterday, and it's an adult living apartment. So when I was sitting there waiting for her to bring some of her things out, she's moving from one facility to another facility. A bus pulled up, one of these transportation buses. Every single body got off of that bus had a cane, a wheelchair, or a walkie. And these are not old people. That is a problem, family. That is a problem. We are losing a whole generation of people, 50s and 60s, that don't have to be that sick. They don't have to be that sick. It's a food choice, and we have to make better choices. So I just wanted to share that with you. I said go out the first of the month. Look at the walkies and the wheelchairs and the canes and the hover-rounds. It's alarming to me at the beginning of the month because that's when they emerge. But it's so many. Family, it's so many. So we really, really have work to do. So here's our report. According to the American Diabetes Association, there is 30.3 million of American and children adults have diabetes. Almost 8.1 million are even unaware that they even have the disease. Diabetes rates the seventh leading cause of death in the United States. The seventh leading cause of death in the United States. It's stated by the estimate, and the estimated cost, annual cost of diabetes in this country is $245 billion. That's what it's costing to take care of people with diabetes. $245 billion goes into medication and all types of things for diabetes. That's something to pay attention to, family. That's a whole field somebody can go into on just treating people with diabetes. Like our Melvin Pope, our diabetic coach. I mean, there's a whole field right there of people that he's helping just with diabetes. We have to do better, family. We really have to do better. So type 2 diabetes in the United States is reaching epidemic proportions. It is called the Black Death of the 21st century. Here are just some stats on diabetes. Diabetes causes 50,000 cases of kidney failure. People are leaving here from kidney failure, complications of diabetes. 75,000 lower extremity amputations. They are cutting off limbs This is amputation. 75,000 lower extremities amputation. This is annually. Somebody is scheduled for surgery today, November the 3rd, to have something removed. Just think about that for a minute. Okay, 65,000 cases of vision loss. Diabetes will take your vision. You will go blind from diabetes. And about 76 deaths every year from diabetes. It says that 282,000 patients went to the emergency room for hypoglycemia. That's a low blood sugar. And hypoglycemia, that is, you can be confused. You can get lightheadedness, dizziness, blurred vision. You can be hungry or nausea, fast heart beating where your heart is just racing. You can get the shakes, or you can be sweating and get the chills, feel tired, being irritable or impatient, or just feeling nervous and anxious. That's what's sending people to the emergency room. Complications of diabetes. So it's something to really, really pay attention to. It is estimated that 1.6 million new cases of diabetes are diagnosed each year in people 20 and older. Like Reggie just said, diabetes, it's striking our children. It's getting younger and younger. You know, coming out of this pandemic, and, you know, people were locked down eating things that we didn't have any business eating as comfort foods. And now coming out of the pandemic, and, you know, people aren't going to the doctors the way they should. So they're secretly feeding the diabetes issue. So we have to pay attention to our children as well. Please pay attention to the children. But the, under the age of 20, they say 1 in 3 people are pre-diabetic. And that's 86 million that's pre-diabetic. You're on the borderline of being diabetic. So it's not too late. It is reversible, but you have to take action, and you have to take action now. I mean right now. So the blood sugar levels for diabetes, this is a normal range from 99 or less. This is your blood sugar levels. 99 or less, that's a normal range. Pre-diabetes is 100 to 125. Now you're pre-diabetic. You're on the borderline right there. Diabetics range from 126 or over, anything over. Now, diabetes is a very chronic health problem that involves elevated blood sugar levels. The metabolism of the carbohydrates, the proteins, and fats directly or indirectly leads to the production of substance glucose, also known as your blood sugar. Glucose is also needed to supply energy to every cell in your human body. Now, sugar glucose comes from food and your liver, and it goes into your bloodstream. That's why I say you have to take care of your liver, family. That's your filtration system. Some people have fatty liver disease. I have to do a report on that, fatty liver disease. And that's everything has to go through your liver. So that's there, and it goes into your bloodstream. So if levels become too high and then they become toxic, they become toxic to your brain and other parts of your body. And that's where all the damage is taking place to the other parts of your body. This causes damage to your blood vessels and your nerves. That's causing neuropathy when you're getting a numbness in your fingers and in your toes. You can also have gum disease where you're starting to lose your teeth, or you're getting tooth problems. And all these can cause other issues as well. So without the right amount of insulin, there's too much sugar in your blood. So with type 1 diabetes, your blood doesn't make insulin. But with type 2 diabetes, your blood doesn't make enough insulin. And it doesn't use insulin like it should. I'm telling you, family, you got to take care of yourselves. This is extremely important. Highs and lows. The high blood sugar is called hyperglycemic. You usually won't notice symptoms until your blood sugar is over 200 milligrams. It is becoming increasingly common with our children due to the lack of exercise, obesity, and poor dietary habits. It is linked to diet high in refined carbohydrates and low in fiber. It can be treated with an effective diet. It can be treated with an effective diet. I say diet messed it up and diet can fix it. You have to make better choices. Put the good things in that can help with these issues. Symptoms can come to slowly and may include urinating more often, being thirsty, these are some early signs, blurred vision, feeling tired, weight loss, excessive appetite. Although the symptoms may not seem serious, many people remain undiagnosed. It is important to catch high blood sugar early before it leads to complications. If you have any of these symptoms, you want to see your doctor. Now, low blood sugar is called hypoglycemic. That's what sends people to the hospital. It means that your blood sugar is less than 70 milligrams. Often comes on quickly and may include shakiness, confusion, hunger, nausea, sweating, chills, lightheadedness, or even dizziness, blurred vision, feeling nervous and anxious, being irritable or impatient, fast heart beating, feeling sleepy. Everyone reacts differently to low blood sugar. So keep track of the signs. If you have any of these signs, you definitely want to get checked by your doctor. People with prediabetes have the increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. It is estimated, again, that 86 million Americans, including adults, have prediabetes. Some of the root causes of diabetes is poor diet, obesity, chronic stress. You got to get that stress under control, family. I know the holidays are coming up, and that stress level is going to go right back up, so we have to control our stress. And the resulting stress hormone imbalance. Also, nutritional deficiencies, especially chromium, all of your B vitamins, zinc, vitamin D, and y'all know all of those I just named are in our Shield tea, and even certain medications, such as thyroxine, diuretics, cortisone steroids, such as prednisone, cholesterol-lowering drugs. Some of those can be the root causes to diabetes. Pay attention to what you're taking. Do a little research on what you're taking. Ask questions. Jose did a report yesterday. Question everything, family, that's going into your body. Question everything. So here is a diet you should definitely follow if you have diabetes. I pulled something off of the website. It's called www.cdc.gov/diabetes. You can go there and pull up a whole diet chart to follow if you have diabetes. There's other things that you can pull up, different cookbooks on diabetes, on certain things that you should have. So most important therapy for diabetes is a healthful diet that consists of fiber, ground flax seeds, chia seeds, vegetable protein legumes, nuts, peas, lean animal protein like turkey, chicken, fish with each meal. We say eat the G-bombs, your greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. You're getting everything that your body is asking for. Try to get at least one of those each in every single day. Fish such as salmon is excellent. Onions, garlic will also help lower your blood sugar levels and protect you against heart disease. Season your foods with garlic and onions. I mean, just load up on these things. Eat plenty of organic, if possible, berries. All berries are excellent. You have your strawberries, your blackberries, your blueberries. Blueberries are even better if they're frozen. You can do your smoothies with your blueberries. You can just drink blueberries throughout the, throughout the day. They're excellent for your body, high in antioxidants. Consume detoxifying super green foods such as your corella, your spirulina, kelp. All of these are found in our green 29. We're getting those superfoods in there. Again, you want to drink a good, clean glass of quality water. Have to have that water, family, every 2 waking hours, especially if you're a diabetic because you're on medication. So your body is pulling from the moisture in your body, so you have to stay hydrated. So you need to be drinking water every 2 waking hours. It helps your body get rid of these toxins. Additional antioxidants are required in higher amounts for people with diabetes. Anything high in antioxidants, like our red levees, excellent for diabetics, high in antioxidants. So you need to get more antioxidants in your diet. Berries are high in antioxidants. Look for all these foods that's high in antioxidants to help repel your body from diabetes. Get your fiber. We have our fiber in, fiber active. Where the milk thistle that's in our green leaves, that's for generating your liver. Look for these items here in Artist that may help with diabetes. So some foods you should definitely stay away from. These are your simple sugars. I pull this book right here, and it's talking about sugars. And I just want to read something really, really quick. This is my book, Feeding You Lies, by Bonnie Harry. She talks about sugar. There's a whole chapter on sugar. Sugar is what we think of as a slow kill. Sugar lights up the rewarding center of the brain just like addictive drugs. Sugar is just like a drug. That's sugar. The detrimental effects is slowly damaging your body. That is sugar. So ditching sugar is really one of the fastest, most effective ways to lose weight. Sugar can also, sugar damages your skin. It ages you faster. It's high in inflammation. It inflames you. Liver problems, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, in which your liver fills with fat, now affects approximately 90 million Americans. 17% of children have having liver problems because of sugar. That's fatty liver disease in children because of the sugar. Tooth decay from sugar. This is another one. Fatigue and irritability. Sugar is going to give you that high, but it's also going to give you that crash. So you have to pay attention to how much sugar you're intaking. Brain dangers of sugar. Studies conducted by the University of New South Wales concluded that chronic sugar intake triggers changes to the area of the brain called your hippocampus. It's important for both memory and stress. Stay away from the sugar. Poor immunity. Sugar intake, it weakens your immune system. Sugar, this is sugar. And you know they're putting it in absolutely everything. Heart troubles is another one. A study done in 2015 from the Mayo Clinic, it warns that added sugars in your diet is a principal driver of diabetes. And it can also has been shown that those who eat high sugar diets ate up to 400% more likely to have a heart attack. Sugar, like I said before, there are more than 50 different names of sugar. I'm just going to go over a few. Like I said, it's more than 50. You have Barbados sugar, barley malt syrup, beet sugar, cane crystals. You have date sugar. You have dextrose, Florida crystals, fructose, dextrose. You have maltose, malt syrup, you have icing sugars, you have golden syrup, golden sugars, grape sugars, high fructose corn syrup. You have to know these names of sugars when you pick up something. If you could just highlight all these different names of different sugars that's in the items that you purchase, you will see how much sugar intake that you're taking in on a daily basis. It also says that back in the day, we used to consume 75 pounds of added sugar per person per year. That's 75 pounds added sugars per person per year. Now we are up to 152 pounds of sugar each year. Something to think about, family. Stay away from the sugars. Pay attention to what these sugars, the different names that the sugars come into. We have to pay attention to this. This is how they can predict these numbers rising, and this being an epidemic by the year of 2035. The numbers are already in because they know they're putting sugar in absolutely everything. Pay attention to this, family. So that's just a little history just on the sugars. Fruit sugars are totally different from added sugars. Fruit sugars also come with fiber. So you can eat your fruits, your vegetables. You can have all of that as being a diabetic. Keep an eye on it. Pay attention to your levels. But if they, you have to have your fruits and vegetables. It is very important to your diet and your overall health. So pay attention to these sugars. And the obvious sugars are your candies, your cookies, your sodas, and other sweets. White refined breads, they also spike your blood sugar levels. Breads break down to sugars. Avoid cow's milk. Eliminate alcohol. Avoid artificial sweeteners. That's your pink and yellow and your blue packages. I did a whole report on just those three sugars. Artificial sugars. They're worse than the regular sugars. So instead, use natural sweeteners as your stevia. They have stevia. They have monk fruit is another one. And fruit, it says fruit in moderation. Cinnamon helps your body use insulin. So if you are overweight and losing 5 to 7% of body weight, that's about 10 pounds, can greatly improve your blood sugar. When you go to the doctors, I say this always, 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 always get a copy of your blood work. Eating right and exercising will change your numbers. Numbers do not lie. In the U.S., diabetes causes more deaths per year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. October was breast cancer month, but diabetes is taking more people than breast cancer. Combined with AIDS, it's taking out more people. So we can fix this. We have to fix this. So take your health into your own hands. Start cooking good, nutritious foods. I know the holidays are coming. Get you some cookbooks. Alternate, pull out, you know, we call it crowding out one ingredient for something else. Find just a lesser ingredient that you can put in. It's not going to alter the taste that much. The life you save could be a family member at your holiday table. Somebody this holiday is not going to be here because of the choices of foods that they're going to eat. I understand that this is the time that the families get together, we fellowship, we eat, we drink, we sit around, we be merry. But pay close attention to the choices that's going on the table this Thanksgiving. It's for your family, your children. I mean, look at your family members around the table. You want them to be here next year. You want them to be here for Christmas around the table. So just make better choices, family. Like I said before, food messed it up and food can fix it. Food can reverse it. Anything can be reversed. We have to give our bodies the proper nutrition, the proper waste removal, and our bodies will take care of themselves. So that right now I'm going to just go into some of our artist products that may help with our diabetes situation here. We're going to start with Ultra Body Cleanse. Detox, 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 family, extremely important. It's a two-step system just to cleanse your body out, get all these toxins and pesticides and herbicides out of our system before you start putting in these good nutritional products. Our Red Levive, very high in antioxidants, like the report says. The acai berry, goji, mangosteen, noni, pomegranate, all are wonderful by themselves, and they put them together. Our crayon aloe is another one. Detoxifies the body, regenerates the body's cells, great for diabetics. Our fiber active is another one, like the report says, get that fiber intake. High levels of calcium, it helps to maintain your cholesterol level, controls your blood sugar, great for diabetics. Our green 29, natural products.
Hold on, folks. We're going to get her back. Not sure she realizes she's dropped off. Good morning, everyone. Hold on just a second, please. Well, I'm waiting to see if she'll come back on, if somebody can maybe text her. Queen Victoria, and let her know that she's dropped off. And in the meantime, this has been a very powerful report as she was going through the products that we need to use to help our body, our artist products. Of course, the detox is the first and most important, our Ultra Body Cleanse. But we all want to take part on that. Let me see. I think Brother Reggie has already dropped off also. So what we're going to do in the meantime so that we can continue until she hops, I'm going to open up the Q&A. All you have to do is hit star 6 and 1. And if anyone has questions or comments about this topic today of diabetes, we want to go on and let you speak now. And in the meantime, we'll work on getting Queen Victoria back. I see Lady T has hopped immediately into the queue on this Awareness Wednesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Do you have a comment or a question? And I see Miss, our other urgent certified health coach, Janice Robinson, has hopped in the queue, so she'll be able to help us out. All right, Lady T, good morning. Do you have any questions?
Good morning, good morning. How are you? How is everyone? Happy
Absolutely
Wednesday.
Awesome.
I wanted to see if you could just repeat briefly. I had to step up.